Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Good evening, one and all. You are tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Dave, and we've got Michael and Lynn, and of course, Chris down in the studio. And our number to call here, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. A great big happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And even out to the ladies that sometimes have to play both parts, mom and dad, we know how that goes. And we appreciate you as well. So we had lots of fun the first hour. And for those of you who didn't catch it, be sure to go to the blindandbeyondradioshow.org website, where you can check out all the cool archives. We go back years and years, and even if you just missed last night or tonight's first hour, you can check it out. So let's see.
Well, thank you for bringing us back, David.
It's the least I could do. I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Speaking of the archive shows, goes back to March 2016.
So how many shows is that?
It's over 400. I haven't done the exact math.
Yeah.
Take away a couple hurricanes and
there you go.
Multiply times eight.
My calculator is not here right now. My brain is moving slow.
Anyway, so you're going to do your trivia?
Yeah, I'm going to do my trivia. And of course, if you want to call in and talk about your dad too at some point, that's good. But we got a couple big guests this hour, so I'm anxious to talk to them. But first, my trivia. Now, in 1956, Elvis Presley did a big hit of this song, Hound Dog. But before him, somebody else did Hound Dog back in 1952. And Chris is going to play that version now. I want to know who did this song. Who did the first Hound Dog? Okay, that's probably pretty good, Chris. If you can fade us out. That was Hound Dog, but that was the first recorded version back in 1952. The big one was by Elvis in 56, but he was doing a rehash stuff because somebody did it way before him. So who did that song? It was a lady, I'll tell you. You might not necessarily be able to tell, but it definitely was a lady. So who did Hound Dog? Our phone number, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You get a cool prize. And, of course, we take new callers first. So you get immediate trip to the front of the line. If you've never called us before, we would love to have you and give you a prize and have you first. But any caller is good. So give us a buzz, 407-894-1680 for this trivia. Who did?
And just
Hound Dog.
just to put things in perspective, we have 4 minutes before we go to our next break.
Ah, very good. Okay, well.
All we'll quickly. And then we'll go to our next guest for the evening.
Very good.
Blindness, yep.
Well, I've got a feeling somebody's going to know this. So get your fingers going quickly so we can squeeze everybody in. But 407-894-1680, who did the first version of Hound Dog? Somebody actually knows without cheating, but we know we can't stop you. So, and of course, there are minor rules. If you've called us within the last month, we'd appreciate if you let other people get a chance to call in. So we got to be fair. And because there are some people that are just so darn good that they would win all of the time. There's nothing wrong with that. But
We have listeners where they're known at their local Subway.
They are awesome. Yeah, which is that's good. They get a nice sub every at least once a month anyway.
That's true.
I know my buddy up in Indiana, John, he's usually I'm sure he's pulling in for a cheesesteak or something. So, hey, Chris, by any chance, do you have anyone that knows who did Hound Dog? He does.
He must, because he's quiet.
Yep, he is
on the line.
He is crossing the T's, dotting the I's, getting all the info together, because
I'm thinking
maybe we've got a new call. That would be even better. But
wonderful.
Especially when I put my trivia out. I want to give it away, you know?
You come out with some unusual questions, though.
Well, thank you. But yeah, it's not PB&J like last week, but an actual musical one this time. Oh, Chris, the clock is ticking down.
We got 2 minutes before break.
You got anybody for us, Chris? No, he might have taken a jog around the block. It's hard to say, but anyway, that was an interesting. I've actually got that song, believe it or not, on a 78 record.
Old
Shellac, yes. She was a very big blues singer, this person.
Was John Waino talking about album covers as in?
Yes, he was. He was talking because now vinyl is coming back, as you probably know. And of course, they charge you ridiculous prices for this stuff. But so vinyl's out, and that artist is they're putting, you know, stuffers in the vinyl covers, which is very cool.
Okay, so I heard you call my name. I was on the phone line trying to get some information.
I knew it. I know that's what I said.
All right, so I do have a caller. I do have a caller. Yes, I do have a caller. And guess what, guys?
Who might it be?
He's a first-time caller.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I knew it.
First-time caller. Who are they? All the way in from Boca Raton. And I want to make sure I say it right. Knock'em. Did I say it right? Knock'em?
Yes.
I did it right. His name is Knock'em from Boca Raton.
How you doing there, new caller? Great to hear you, man. Thanks.
Hi, Knock'em.
Have you been listening to us very long?
Right. Yeah, listening to the radio.
All right. So do you happen to know who did that version, the first version of Hound Dog?
Big Mama Thornton.
You are right.
Whoa. Knock'em, you knew that?
Yep, she was a famous blues singer. I've got some of her records, believe it or not. Big Mama Thornton, and she can belt it out, that lady. So you just won a gift card from Subway, and Chris is going to take your info so he can send it to you. So I appreciate you calling in as a new caller.
Thank you, Knock'em. Give your information. We're going to go to break, Dave, if you want to take us off to the break.
Sounds good. We're going off to break. Thanks, Knock'em, for calling, and good to have you as a new caller. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with some very interesting guests, so be sure to stick around. You've tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I mean way beyond, guys, so stick around.
Have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number, 407-894-1680. And by the way, like I said, the first hour, if you have any good things to say, if you have a nice story about your father, give a call. I'd like to hear about it. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome our first guest for the second hour of the show. We'd like to welcome for the first time Stephen McCoy. And Stephen is calling in on behalf of Foundation Fighting Blindness And if I'm not mistaken, Stephen has Usher syndrome, but we'll find out more. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. Hi. Hey, everybody. How are you?
All right. Great. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm doing very good.
You sound wonderful.
How are you?
You sound wonderful. We're good.
Doing excellent. You having a good Father's Day so far?
I most certainly am. And in fact, I was trying to see if I can get a Subway gift card, too. I was listening in on the show.
Well, guess what, Stephen? Then you get to listen every Sunday. And every Sunday we do trivia. So, now you'll be a new listener.
If you were just a little faster.
That is fair.
Okay, there you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Excuse my voice. It's trying to come back, but tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes. Well, I am from North New Jersey, and I'm a journalist. I actually made history as the world's first Black deafblind journalist.
Well, pardon me, did you say you're from New Jersey?
Yeah, he said from New Jersey.
What part of New Jersey?
From North.
Like as in Bergen County?
No, N as in Nancy, Ewart, North.
Newark.
Yeah. We always have our own different ways of saying it.
Yeah, I'm from exit 168. That's how I say it.
Oh, what? Hey, there we go.
That's why I thought you said
I love it.
Anyway, we don't want to interrupt you. Continue.
No problem. Foundation Fighting Blindness. The first time I worked with them was at Vision. You know, they have their Vision conference every 2 years. And I had the pleasure of doing that. And I was a part of their campaign as well, the Share Your Vision campaign. And then I was an MC as well for another event, which it become a family, and we built such a great relationship, and they've always been very supportive of me. So I'm very grateful for that.
Very good. And what is your primary part with the group there? Are you mainly for in events, or what type of stuff do you typically do with the organization?
Oh, well, I mean, we get together and we figure out ways on how we can most certainly bring the community together, whether that's through campaigning, whether that's also even fundraising events so that we are able to raise money for more research. Also, another thing is one thing we're working on now, actually, is this is going to be some exclusiveness, but they're going to be putting out basically a day in the life of different people, including myself, and a day in the life of what is it like, you know, to be a deafblind journalist? How does that look? You know, because it is a chaotic world. But we're most certainly making it work. And right now, I am in New Jersey. I'm actually in Birch Ridge, New Jersey, and I'm one of the mentors for Ava's Voice Camp, which is a camp for deafblind children. So
Nice. It's
been pretty good. We've been really working and just trying to bring the community together. That's what it's about, you know. For me, I've been a child. Like when I was a child, it was always I've gotten bullied a lot, and there was a lot of segregation, you know. So it's beautiful how my life turned out, almost like a flower, you know. And things will come back around in a different way, and now I'm able to use my experiences in a positive way. And teach these kids that they too can do it. They too can make a difference in the world. There's still so many historic people who are continuously making history. And I want them to know that, you know, just because you even see 10 people doing what you want to do, doesn't mean that you have to give up and say, oh, well, this is already being done. No, it's okay. If this is what you love, continue to do it, because you never know, where your calling may lead you. For example, me being a journalist, I never knew that my life would turn, you know, I never knew that my career that I've chosen would lead me to making history myself. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Stephen?
Yeah?
This is Michael.
Hey.
I think you're fabulous.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I do, because I'm listening to you, and my wife is telling me about you, and I just think that's fabulous. I mean, I'll tell you a fast story. It pertains to everything we're talking about. When I went blind, I'm blind. And when I went blind, yeah. I had an uncle who could not deal with his problem that he had. And he came to me and said, I can't believe that you are still living because you're blind. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I couldn't deal with being blind. So anyway, a few weeks later, he killed himself because he couldn't deal. He was sighted. There was nothing wrong with his hearing, nothing wrong with his eyes. He was having problems with his kidneys, and he was on that dialysis, and he couldn't deal with dialysis going every week. And he said, I'm 86 years old or 88 years old. I've had a great life, and I had enough, and that's it. And here you are with Usher syndrome going, and all I'm saying, that's why I said you're great, because what you're doing for all the other people behind you as a mentor, you're helping all the other people behind you. That's why I say you're great, because you are great what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I definitely received that. It's a beautiful thing, because I didn't always get the love that I felt that I had in my heart. You know, I felt like I never had gotten to receive that. And that was simply because really I was forced to, well, I believe because when you're being bullied, not only by your peers, but also your teachers, not all of my teachers, by the way, there's been some great ones, but I just think it taught me to hate everything about myself. And through that hate, I started to hide who I really am, which is, you know, and I didn't know what advocating myself meant. I just knew to hide who you are to fit into what I believe what the world was, and where I also believe how you can be successful, because there was nobody else like me. Sure. And in a sense of being a deafblind journalist, and that obviously it proves itself. Of course, there wasn't, because I was the one that was supposed to, you know, I guess, break that barrier. So
someone's got to do it, right?
Someone has to do it. And we're all taking a lot of the hits for many different things for being the first. Like this, I think, you know, this show alone is knocking it out the park. And you guys always give amazing energy and a lot of the best interviews. And I'm just so happy to be here and to be able to continue sharing my story. It's a great platform to be on. And I just thank you all so much.
Have you ever listened to the show before?
I have. I absolutely have.
Well, you should have called in. If you know trivia, you should have called in before. If you know trivia.
Well, this is the thing, Mike. Listen. Some shows is almost like guilty pleasure, and you just want to eat your popcorn or your Subway, by
right.
the way.
Now I get
and
it.
If you want well, to
I'm,
just enjoy
I'm giving
the
you the
show.
Front door. Listen to me. I'm giving you the front door. You have my permission to call in. What? Yes, the front door. You can call in anytime and say hello. I want you to call in and say hello. I also want you to call in every 30 days. If you win, you call in every 30 days. You can't win every day. If once you win, you have to wait 30 days. But other than that, you call in all the time. If you know, you think you know the song, call in.
Yeah, New Jersey people get priority around here.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Oh, I love it.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm from South
that
Jersey.
That does not count.
Stephen,
I've got to ask you too. I'm yeah. interested in knowing what type of journalism you do.
Yes, I've always worked in mainstream entertainment, but since my disability, I established my own company called Spoken Entertainment. And so now it's mainstream and humanity. So okay. I always find the humility in any of the events that I'm doing. Like if there's an award show, if they have a sponsor by Dove, okay, how can we connect these sure. stories to bring out the humility within the event? I think that's so important. It's not really a lot of, there are positive news out there. I just feel that the negative news sometimes end up on our news feeds a lot sometimes. But I just feel that there is a space for that and it's touching people's heart. And that's always outweighs the bad.
Damon,
you know? Right.
So. Damon, listen, after you go off the air, would you please tell Chris your phone number? I like to call you off the air and talk to you off the air.
Absolutely. I definitely will.
This is
Absolutely.
Michael. I like to talk to you off the air. All My right. pleasure to talk to you
so
off the air.
I have a question for you before we sign off for the night, Stephen. Are you involved in the vision walk?
The like, vision walk? No, I didn't do the vision walk this year. I missed it. I think I was in another state at the time, but I have been on tour and I've been also shooting a pilot for a new TV show. And I got my fingers crossed. Pray for me. We'll but, pray. You know, TV is kind of interesting in how that works. But honestly, it's right in this lane of what we're doing. And it would be an amazing thing to be on this platform, considering the fact that we visibility is important. So I want that, you know, so
I'm going to do great, fighting. Man.
Thank you so much. I've definitely been fighting behind the scenes a lot, like, you know, a lot. There's been a huge sabbatical, you know, with different things that's been happening just because I have a responsibility to fight for the people that's following me, you know, and I stand on the shoulders of so many other people who have come before me. So I just feel like I have to do what I have to do and, and try to make a difference. We've been going back and forth to DC and on Capitol Hill and speaking with a lot of the representatives and the legislators, and we really
gotta
have
shake them up a little
a
bit there, bud.
Yeah, it's so important. It really is. They presented me with the U.S. Challenge card for making history. So wow. It's really, really, really great. I can't really believe. I can't believe it, to be honest, because I work very hard for it. But at the same time, I think it's just I'm very happy to receive the love. You know what I mean, within our community, and I always try to just reassure whoever it is that I'm working with that, you know, we're in this together and, you know, I don't want to fight this fight alone. So all I right. need you as much as, you know, you may need me, you know?
Sure. Well,
Stephen, we look forward to having you back on the
Absolutely.
Air.
Absolutely. I'm in awe. I'm in awe. Stephen, I'm in awe.
Call in and win a trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so great. I need to call my father, send him this link so that he can make the call and get him a Subway gift card. He loves
that's
Subway.
Okay too.
That's okay. That's okay.
We're here next week. We're here every Sunday night.
Any given Sunday, unless there's a hurricane. Yes. God forbid.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Anytime you got
so
something
much.
On your mind, call you, in. Steven. Thanks,
God bless you, Stephen. Stay well.
Thank y'all. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a good evening.
We're gonna go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We mean it.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, yes, we're live. Yes, we're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the name, Blind and Beyond. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, once again, it's my pleasure to welcome a new sponsor. The company is called Feeding the Blind, and I'd like to introduce first Helen Ann Gable, and Helen is the Associate Director of Feeding the Blind. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And meet David, our co-host.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Helen, I'm going to do something a little out of what I usually do. I'd like you, please, to introduce Laura and Robert, okay? And then we'll talk about Feeding the Blind.
Okay, so Laura Kovacevic is the executive director of Feeding the Blind, as well as Roots Food Foundation. And Laura helps create the magic that goes into giving back and helping our community hands-on in the field. And also with us is Robert Jones, who is the CEO and founder of Roots Food Group, which makes medically tailored meals that help reverse the top chronic disorders, one of them being diabetes, which is one of the leading causes of blindness. And so it is so exciting to have both of them here with us tonight. And I'm excited for them to get to share a little bit about their experience with Feeding the Blind.
Welcome
to everybody.
Welcome to everybody.
Yeah.
And
thank you so
I
much.
I definitely want to hear, because I'm a diabetic myself besides being blind.
So
thank you so much. We are honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you. So, and meet David, our co-host.
Hi there, you guys and gals. It's great to have you for the first time. And I had fun doing your commercial there. But while doing so, several questions came to mind. So I'm going to let you guys take it and tell us a little bit about what Feeding the Blind does. But I know that from experience, eating healthy is not easy, and it's not cheap necessarily. So I'm hoping you guys can tell us all about how to eat with good nutrition and how we can do it without using up all of our money.
Yeah. So Helen, would you like Laura to go first? Or would you like Robert to go first?
I think that we can have Robert go first.
Okay. Well, welcome, Robert. Nice
to Robert. Hi, guys. Thank you for having us. Very much appreciated.
Yeah, we understand you're the founder of this organization.
Yes, ma'am. It's just near in our hearts to help those in need. And because diabetes is such a major component and contributor to blindness today, and we have a particular focus in the blind and low vision communities, but across all our philanthropic organizations, as well as our for-profit, we make medically tailored meals that are now available in certain states as part of your health insurance. So we make the meals that doctors prescribe for certain chronic diseases, diabetes being one of them. So, for instance, in California, there's any listeners out in California, you can contact your doctor and you receive two meals a day, 7 days a week for 12 weeks through the Medicaid program in California. And it's 100% free if you have a qualifying condition or event, diabetes being one of those. So, as you mentioned, it is expensive. Part of the state programs, and there's federal legislation that's pending for all states. We actually home deliver the meals since transportation is an issue for many. So a box shows up at your front door with the meals refrigerated inside of it, and they're easy to prepare in the microwave, skillet, or oven.
Amazing.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Are you in most states or all states?
How about Florida?
We are a nationwide company. Florida, we are working on right now. California was the first state to move forward with Medicaid, but there are meals available in other programs depending on your insurance in your state.
Robert, how did you get into this program exactly? Were you already involved in nutrition before you got in working closely with the blind?
So yes, sir. Nutrition all the way back to the soil. Both Laura and I come from farming families, different families, but both grew up in farming families, and myself and my team have built a lot of direct to the consumer food programs. And when we saw this market opening up, we thought it was a great way to give back through our philanthropic efforts, as well as provide people healthy, nutritious meals when they really need it.
Right. Well, I can tell you firsthand from having worked a little bit at the local Lighthouse School for the Blind here, a lot of people that had diabetes and already had lost their vision still didn't really know how to eat right. And of course, losing your vision is bad enough, but then there's possibility of losing, you know, feet and other legs, you know, if you're not eating right. So this nutrition is so important. Do you do things as far as, well, education too, as well as providing the meals?
Yes, sir. Laura and Helen Ann, our mission forward in the education as well. Laura, if you want to go into maybe some of the educational stuff that you guys are working on, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Helen Ann has a Montessori background. And of course, as Rob stated, I come from a farming background. And we have written curriculum. We call it our Roots curriculum. And we've just noticed in the United States, broadly, the disconnection of real food. And so at the core of our ethos, it's high touch curriculum of connecting people back to their food by nutritional education with our nutrition specialists, and of course, delivering healthy meals to the door. That we have all just become so disconnected with our food. Roughly about 10% of the nation has diabetes. And if we can assist in the low vision and blind community at large, and then also create so much more awareness around the preventative portion of the diet and diabetes, we will be very happy.
This is Michael. I hate to interrupt you. Are there any calls out there? If anybody would like to call in, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. If you have any questions, 407-894-1680.
Some experts on nutrition here that especially that affect your vision, which there are certain foods and stuff that can make a big difference, I understand.
Yes, there are. Everybody always goes to carrots, but blueberries are actually even higher in helping with vision and vision loss. There's a number of dark leafy greens that also assist in that.
By any chance, are you putting out any material in Braille or in formats so that blind people can get them? Because I would think that would be something that many school for the blind for adults like Lighthouse could really take advantage of having some material that might be accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually worked closely with Envision Dallas, and we are very friendly with Lighthouse San Francisco. And we implemented a QR code on all of our meals. And we are currently exploring a QR code that has Braille as well.
Are you saying blueberries are good for you?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Well, no, of course. I just got involved with blueberries. I never ate blueberries in my life. My wife stopped pushing me the last couple of days. So now I'm eating blueberries like crazy.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to have them in a pie. You can have them on their own and they're good, you know, there, Michael. But
yeah, I'm just eating blueberries by themselves.
Well, we're friends with Lighthouse of San Francisco there. So we know you're dealing with some good people out that way.
That's right. Sharon Jo Venazzo.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. She's a friend of the shows.
We have only 4 minutes left, but we have a caller. Kelly calling in from Tennessee has a question for you. Welcome, Kelly, Tennessee. Welcome, Tenny. Welcome, Kelly.
Kelly from Tennessee.
Hey, Kelly, how are you guys?
Hi.
So I have a question. You mentioned you have a for-profit portion. Do you provide meals to people like that don't have diabetes, that are looking for more healthy eating but don't like to cook or can't cook or whatever?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are turning on the direct-to-the-consumer pay portion of the business in January of 2024. Today, we currently just service our insurance companies, hospital systems that we're contracted with, but starting in January, anyone in the country will be able to swipe their credit card and purchase them just through any other normal e-commerce. And the meals then are delivered, as mentioned, in a box to your front door.
And so they'll probably be able to get info through Feeding the Blind, right? On your website, I imagine, when they're available.
Yes. The Feeding the Blind, is one of our philanthropic organizations that we just provide these meals free to those of need. And as you can imagine, a whole lot of people need help with the financial side as well as healthy food.
Sure. Very, very true. Well, it's going to be great that even people that don't have diabetes or that may not be eligible for the free food might be able to take advantage of some of the specialized food groups that you guys come up with there in January.
Well, absolutely. You don't have to be a diabetic or have renal disease or any other limiting condition to actually eat healthy, so you don't become a diabetic or have kidney disease, heart disease, or otherwise. So much of it resides, our health resides in what we consume. So eating healthy should be, you know, the mainstay and the normal for all people. So we don't have these critical and very expensive episodes with chronic disease.
Sure. Just assume, keep it down. Well, thanks, Kelly. That was an excellent question. And I was anxious to find that out too. So,
and don't forget, it's on blindandbeyondradioshow.org or our website. You can go there, and if you want any questions about feeding,
go to the sponsor page.
Right, for Feeding the Blind.
So for you guys out in California, and for anyone in other states, Medicaid,
not just California,
it's all over the country.
Right, but for those who are on Medicaid, in particularly, you know, check in to see if this is available yet in your state, and California can take advantage of that right now. So I think it's awesome, and being able to get foods to people that really need it is important. Good quality food, because just giving them money is not going to solve the problem necessarily. They need to know what to get.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly right.
And you guys are providing an outstanding service, and I for one really appreciate it. Now, at some point you may go international, I would imagine, because there's a need all over the place.
It's a worldwide problem. Yes. Chronic disease makes up 90% of the cost of healthcare. That, you know, it's obviously healthcare is very expensive for the federal government, for the state governments, and for individuals and employers. So it's a way to minimize the health problems that are created through highly processed foods that really don't have a lot of nutritional value to them.
And you're doing a wonderful job. But we have to say goodnight. We go off the air in 5 minutes, but we look forward to your next visit. We really learned a lot tonight.
Feedingtheblind.org is your
Robert
website.
And Ellen and Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So
appreciate
much.
It.
Have a wonderful evening.
Here, enjoyed you having you.
And that was Feeding the Blind.
Feeding the Blind. And unbelievable. The company is called Roots. So interesting. So before we say goodnight, I'd like to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Paul Ressler, who will be calling in from New Jersey. Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, our friend Peter, and our friend Roland Matron at Eastside Eyewear, and Eliana Mason, who is an American Paralympian. She will be calling in from Oregon. So a really, really busy show next
week. Wow, interesting stuff too.
Yeah, yep.
Very nice.
And thanks, David. You were great as always.
Well, thank you. It's quite an interesting show and lots of cool stuff. So I loved it.
And thanks, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Chris. Awesome as always. Running them controls and keeping everybody running in order. So,
hey, anytime.
Not to mention a great friend.
Anytime. Happy Father's Day to each and every last one of you.
Happy to you, well, Daddy-O.
And happy birthday, Mike. It's your whole birthday month. So happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You know,
I want to thank everybody who let us into our home tonight for letting us in. We appreciate it so much. We love you all for having us to come in these wonderful 8 years we've been with you. Hope you've been listening. And for those who haven't listened to the whole show, well, you missed any of the shows for the past 8 years, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. There's a page there that tells you what to do. Go and you can listen to any of the shows you missed. There's over 400 shows. That's right, over 400 shows we archived.
It's fun.
The show is live, but when the show's over, we archive it. And that's the story, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You can listen to it any time of day or night.
If you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And I want to thank you all for listening. And David,
thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Father's Day. Best to you there, Miss Lynn. You're sounding better and better every day.
Thank you, Dave. I'm trying.
I didn't call you squeaky this week.
I'm trying.
But oh yeah, we know you're very trying, but we love you anyway.
Yes. I want to thank you all. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Good evening.
Good night. Everyone.
Not a night. See ya.
Hasta la vista. Tomorrow.
Baby.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. Trying to make it, they only push you aside.